Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, last week, the U.S. wheat industry received some very big news that a World Trade Organization dispute panel had ruled that China's government doesn't fairly administer its annual tariff rate quotas for imports of corn, rice, and wheat. And shortly after the announcement, I talked with the U.S. Wheat Associates VP of Policy, Ben Connor, about the WTO's ruling and its significance to U.S. wheat growers.
This started back in end of 2016. The U.S. filed a WTO case on China's TRQ policy. This was the second WTO case they filed against China. The other was related to their price supports, and we got word that we won that one a couple months ago. But the TRQ case, a TRQ is basically just an amount that China is supposed to allow in that's almost duty-free. It's a 1% tariff. And so that's almost 10 million tons of wheat that they're supposed to allow in every year, but they play all sorts of games.
And Ben also told me, with today's market prices, last week's World Trade Organization ruling could mean $2 billion in wheat sales to China for the U.S. wheat industry. Get more details by visiting us at aginfo.net. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.